I'm hungry, I'm dirty, I'm losing my mind. Everything's fine. I'm freezing, I'm starving, I'm bleeding to death. Miss
Hello.
You. I love you.
Slasher Sanitarium. I'm your host, Troy. Today we're talking about the penultimate episode of Season 2 of Yellow Jackets. This is Episode 8, It Chooses. It's the episode right before the finale, so strap yourselves in. Lottie is helped up by Mari and Misty, and they assist her as she pees into a bowl. Mari says that it stinks, and Misty says there's blood in it. They let Lottie lay back down, and Mari makes another crack about Lottie's piss. Misty tells her to shut up about the pee and stop being a little brat about everything. She tells Mari to take it downstairs and empty it out if she is going to continue to complain about it. Mari does so, but then drops it while on the ladder, and she starts to break down crying. Well, Shaq can't smell any worse than it already does. It's the first time I can remember where Mari has really had to drop her, like, mean girl attitude. And clearly that's a coping thing for her. And the fact that somebody kind of proceeded to call her out on it, and her reaction was to, you know, just have a crying fit. It's sad. And I guess once you're tired, exhausted, starving, that, like, those kinds of things get stripped away. And what you're left with is just this poor woman who is at the end of a rope. Lottie starts to have another round of visions, and Javi walks in with firewood, and Akila tells him to close the door. Like, he just got in. Relax. She walks over and pulls out Nugget the Mouse and says she will let him meet her nephew when they get back home. She makes plans to eat fries soaked in vinegar, which I've never heard of. And funnel cakes, which I have. She will buy him a house and an exercise wheel. Ty comes over and asks her, what's that in your hands? Akila yells at Ty that she cannot touch him because it's hers. There's a moment where Ty just sort of looks at Akila bewildered, and she says, that thing is dead. She then pulls a mummified corpse of a mouse out of Akila's hands. Akila says it was alive, and then breaks down herself. Everyone is doing just so well in the cabin. I think there was a part of me that was questioning if this mouse was real or not. And I thought, well, it might be, because there are plenty of things that a mouse could eat in the cabin there. Could be sneaking, you know, whatever scraps they have there, or just eating garbage. And I thought, well, maybe the storyline there will be that, oh, Akila has something that they could, you know, take two bites out of, but it wasn't going to be much of a thing. But the fact that we get another hallucination where it just continues to show how really, really bad this whole situation is for everybody involved. Shauna returns to the party after hearing from Jeff and asks her what's going on. Shauna says that they found Adam's body, and Misty asks if they're positive that it was Adam Martin. She is going to go back home, which, of course, is a bad choice. Nat and Misty tell her they have some stuff they need to figure out. Misty asks if Nat made sure to bury him 6 feet deep, and Nat says that she didn't have a tape measure, but he was in there pretty deep. Misty says she should have done it herself. I like the fact that this whole time that Nat has sort of switched over to being a Lottie follower, she's been using a very, like, soft voice and a very reflective voice, and as soon as they're away from her, and it's just Nat, Misty, and Shauna, she's back to talking like herself. So I don't know if that's a sign that this is an act, or if it's just the fact that, you know, she had to get down to business here. Ben asks if they really knew Adam, and Ty says that they did not know him really well. And Ben says that Ty is lying to her and asks if they had something to do with this. Ty won't answer, so she goes and grabs Shauna's keys and then throws them into the woods. Van says that nobody is leaving until they explain what is going on. Lottie says this was important enough for Jeff to call her, and she asks if they both know this Adam person well. Ty asks why Jeff is calling her about it, and Van picks up on it saying, knows about it. Shauna says that she told Jeff about the Adam incident, which of course, oh, it's an incident now. Lottie sees her followers nearby and says that they need to all meet up in the sharing shack because this is a conversation they should not be having in public. This got me super excited for the rest of the episode because I felt like we're finally going to get that moment where all the lies are thrown out and everybody gets on the same page. Because as a viewer, you're watching a lot of this going, okay, well, I know this, so I know that they're lying about this, and she doesn't know this, so she's just going off of this hunch. So it's always good when everyone can get on the same page as the viewer, and we can go full steam ahead into the finale. Back in the cabin, and... I skipped over my notes for a little bit there. Ty starts to have some blurred vision and sees other Ty has returned. Van asks if she is okay, and Ty says she is just lightheaded. Van hands a belt to Mari and says that it's leather, and it could be protein. So Mari tosses it into the soup and says, yum, belt soup. Shauna grabs a blanket, and Jen tells her, oh yeah, go ahead, I wasn't using that. And Shauna says that Lottie needs it, and Jen was not using it. And she says, well, now you care about Lottie? Missy says that Lottie took the beating to protect the rest of them. Which is an accurate statement, but also, would you not be a little concerned with the fact that they needed somebody to protect the rest of them from Shauna? And here you are just like, you know, kind of giving an attitude to her. Nat tells Ben that Lottie dying might not be the worst thing. She says that everyone has changed because of her. Nat says that even Javi has gone to the dark side. And Ben's like, he doesn't talk. But Nat says that she saw Javi bowing to one of the symbol trees. And Ben asks her which one. And after he's told it's the southern one, he goes through Javi's suitcase. He sees that there's some drawings in there, and one of them has the underside of a tree with all its roots. Ben puts it together that, huh, this sure looks like it's an underground root system. And he decides to make a plan. Akilah thinks about biting into a nugget, but it's too gross even for her, and thank you for not. One, you're not going to be able to eat anything off of that. That thing is bones and, like, leather skin at this point. Don't bite into it. Mara says she heard the dripping again. And Ty says she hears it too. She points out to the wall, and Mara sees blood dripping from the walls. She screams, and Ty and Van grab her. Ben hobbles over to see what's going on, and Mara says that Ty heard it too, but it appears that maybe Ty saying she heard the dripping didn't actually happen. For one, the fact that she pointed her in the direction of exactly where the vision was going to happen, but also, just her reaction to, it seemed like they all were caught off guard that anything was going on. Kevin and Matt arrive at the Sadecki house with a search warrant. Shauna is officially a suspect. Saracusa searches through Callie's dresser while she records him, and she asks who he is pretending to be today, and tells him two more up and he can sniff her panties. Saracusa says that there is only one deviant in this room, and Callie says the other problematic cop has his back. Weird. Saracusa seems to think that because Shauna is a liar, the jury will think that Callie is as well. Oof. Now, I don't know that any of that's going to work out in their favor. For one, you literally have a video that Callie will be able to submit into evidence of Siracusa calling her a deviant and calling her a liar and everything at that, and sort of gloating about the fact that they're taking her down. None of it looks good. Added to the fact that if this happened to go to trial, and if they find out that Natalie helped destroy the body, not destroy it, but hide it, well, guess who Natalie had a little fling with? Oh, that's right, Kevin, the other detective in this case. Both of them should not be a part of this case, and their whole case will fall apart if all of that comes to life. Jeff asks if he should get a lawyer, and Kevin says that the Sadecki family sure likes to question if they need a lawyer. Yeah, they do. I understand it's like cop talk for him to be like, you don't need a lawyer, you're fine. Because obviously it's much more easier to get incriminating evidence off somebody who doesn't have a lawyer constantly telling him to say no comment. But Jeff, call a lawyer. He tells Kevin that Shauna is at a spa with her friends. And Kevin asks if Jeff kicked her out after the affair, which, again, just sort of pulling on his heartstrings a little bit. Matt shows Jeff pictures of Adam's body that they found, and there were surgical cuts made to the body. Jeff says that Shauna is not a doctor, and Matt says that she does have surgical skills, or survival skills. His head, hands, and feet were all missing, and someone used a cheese grater on his tattoos to remove them. The only reason they know it's him is because Adam donated some bone marrow when his friend had cancer a few years ago, so it's on file. Jeff tells him he's done and sends him on their way. Now, we know that it was Misty, who is a nurse, that proceeded to cut up the body. And the only thing that Shauna was a part of was stabbing and killing Kevin. All of the rest of it, hiding the body, cutting up the body, all of that was Misty and Nat. So they can go ahead and try to take them all down. But I feel like Misty, other than obviously them finding the body, she's done her homework. She's figured out how to be a serial killer. Now, obviously she did not know that Adam had donated bone marrow, because otherwise there's no way that they would have been able to figure out whose body this was. Lottie arrives at the sharing shack, and she asks if this is what everyone has been doing, killing lovers and lying. Shauna says that it's in everybody's best interest that Adam is dead. Ty remarks, well, mostly your best interest. Shauna retorts that they all have secrets, and Adam would have exposed them, except he wouldn't have. Nat says that Shauna just decided to share some of her secrets with her husband. And Shauna says that she wanted Jeff on her side. She asks how Ty and Van even found each other, considering that they weren't together for a while, and Ty says it's not that hard to find that kind of information out on where to find somebody. Missy says she's had Van's address for years, and then says you should have just gone to me instead of outsourcing. Which again, the others pick up on it and go, what do you mean outsourcing? Misty then outs that Ty hired Jessica Roberts, which diverts all of the anger onto Ty. Shauna asks if she is fucking kidding, and Jessica could have unearthed some pretty bad stuff. Ty says she just wanted to know she could trust them, since Shauna needs the money and Nat is a drug addict. Shauna asks what happens if Jessica decides to go rogue, and Missy says, well, I took care of it, you know, like I always do. Again, we're just spilling all the tea. Getting everything out there. Nobody's holding back at this point, and it's great. Misty in the cabin sees Ben using a knife to alter his crutches. He's sort of making them into, like, ski poles. She asks if he is going to use the knife because it's so sharp, and Ben's like, look, I'm fixing up my crutches. If I was going to do something, I wouldn't be putting this effort into it. Travis sees Nat give Javi some new gloves. This seems to soften him a bit. I was so worried the first time he was watching that I'm like, ugh, we're going to do this. Like, he's thinks that, like, there's something going on there. No, not that at all, which was good. He comes over and he straight apologizes. He's like, you're a good person. I am sorry if I ever made you feel like that wasn't the case. And they hold hands and appear to have made up. Lottie is struggling, and Missy tries to calm her down. And Lottie says if she dies, they need to not waste her body. And she makes Misty promise. This show has gotten to the point where anything that we see happen in the past now sort of gets called in question. And this is one of those. Misty is the only person that hears this. Did it happen? Don't know. Lottie's pretty messed up. Is it possible that Lottie said it? Of course it is. Sure. 100% person. It could very well be. But, also, I sort of feel like we were already heading down this path of the cannibalism thing with them eating Jackie and then obviously talking about if they find Crystal's body, what they're going to do to it. So, it almost feels like maybe Misty could have imagined this and used it as a way to jumpstart the hunt. But, again, it could also simply be that Lottie said exactly what she said, and it jumpstarts it anyways. Ben figures out the tree that Javi is praying to and goes to visit said tree with his improved crutches. Misty asks what she was supposed to do about Jessica in the present time, since she held her captive in her basement for a week. Just breezing right past that. Ben says it sounds like her hands were tied. Oh, wait, that was Jessica's. That was probably one of the first times that the old van came out in current day van. Because that was a very much a van line. She's been making little wisecracks here and there. But you sort of feel like, and they talk about in this episode, where Van has been through so much shit that she isn't quite the same person anymore. And I love that line. And her throughout this entire episode just has these little quips here and there, which is exactly what that character is supposed to be. Missy says she thought Jessica was a blackmailer. She says that meanwhile, Shauna was getting sweet-talked by an adorable drifter who wanted her journals. Shauna asks why she is the only bad guy here when Misty was holding someone captive at her dungeon and the FBI is asking about Natalie. Of course, Natalie has no idea what this is, and Missy's like, no, that was me and my boyfriend, Walter. We were the FBI, and we were trying to find Natalie. And when we talked to Randy, he mentioned Jeff, which was weird. And it was also kind of strange that an innocent man would be so scared. It was almost like Randy and Jeff did something. Shauna tries to defend this, but Missy says that he seemed pretty worried. She says there was another person who had access to the journals. And Ty says, you know, there was glitter found in your closet, and it could just have easily been Jeff. Nat asks if Shauna's fucking husband was blackmailing them. We then cut over to a beautiful house, and Walter is doing a huge puzzle by himself while listening to the Sweeney Todd musical. He gets notifications that Adam's body has been found. There's a great moment here where the music matches up exactly, and I understand, maybe a little bit too on the head, but the line of the song is, no one's going to hurt you, not while I'm around. And we're seeing Walter putting together some pieces that, if they found Adam's body, he thinks Misty killed Adam and hid the body. And she only did half of that. Walter then sends an email to the police saying he has information for them. Jeff hears someone come in the door, and he finds Shauna in the kitchen. Instantly, I knew. I was like, this is a dream sequence, because she's not there. And we know she's not there. We've been watching her in the sharing shack, and they're not going to let her go home at this point. But she shows up, of course, and she says that they need to be together, and then they start to make out. Shauna then proceeds to slice a chunk of meat off the side of Jeff. And he asks her what's going on, and suddenly her hands are replaced with turkey carvers. Jeff tells her to get rid of them, but Shauna says, these are a part of me. And if he doesn't relax, he's going to wind up like Adam. Shauna then slices Jeff's throat, and he wakes up from his nightmare. It was funny. It was a nice, we've got so many things getting thrown around here, and the episode is very serious on a lot of things that you couldn't we needed some comic relief, and that's exactly what this was. Jeff goes to the living room to find Kelly drinking beer. He doesn't chastise her for it. Instead, he tells her, yeah, that's not going to help you sleep. But he takes the beer and then takes a drink out of it. And then Kelly asks if she is like her mother. And Jeff says, well, you're smart. You don't take any shit from anybody. And Kelly says, yeah, that's not what I mean. Jeff agrees that, yeah, Shauna's pretty fucked up. He then tells her that Shauna lost a lot of people out in the woods. Kelly's like, yeah, I know, her best friend. And he goes, yeah, that wasn't all she lost. See, she also lost a baby out there, which was her and Jeff's kid. So Shauna did, in fact, tell Jeff about the baby. This is the first time we've heard Jeff talk about it. But it goes a long way, the fact that Shauna didn't have to say anything to him. By the time she got back, there would have been very little external signs that she had a kid at any point in time. Kelly seems to understand her mother a bit more after this big revelation. I think that while it wasn't Jeff's story to tell, it was definitely Shauna's. I do think that given what's going on right now, it's important that Kelly does know this fact, because I think she's going to be much more on her mother's side now with the fact that, like, oh, this is why she is the way she is with me, is because she already lost a child and she doesn't want to lose me. Walter goes to his closet, pulls out a bag and a purple jacket. So it looks like he is heading to the compound. Misty cleans up Lottie again and then goes back to the group. She tells them what Lottie told her, and Jen seems to get a little excited, which she continues to be like the most gung-ho for eating people. Van says she cannot imagine being here without Lottie. Mari says that the wilderness will not let her die. Travis says, well, she might not get the chance to, because if she's starving, she ain't gonna have a choice. Tyus says, I need to find a way to stay alive, and it's not gonna be Lottie. So anyone who had Ty on their bingo card for being the first person to propose hunting and killing one of them, go ahead and take a bow. I wouldn't have guessed it was her. Sean in present time says she was protecting Jeff because she thought that they would kill him if they knew it was him. Van says that it's not crazy to think that, since Misty literally killed somebody for that very thing. Shauna says Ty might have done something to him in her sleep, and she gets pissed and says, no, no, you're not going to put that on me. We are all here helping you, and you've been using us. Shauna says she didn't know what is going on, but she has been telling herself that she's been trying to fix things. But really, she's kind of been making them worse. She thinks she might have said too much to the police, and Misty goes, I knew it. Shauna goes on to say that if she would probably have killed any of their spouses if she had known that they were the blackmailer. Nat thanks her for her honesty and says that they are all pretty messed up, and it's time to finally talk about it. Lottie cuts in and says, oh, no, 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 no. There's no talking about this. That's not going to solve shit. She says something guided them all here, which of course for now is Lonnie talking about the wilderness. But it is time to embrace the forces that are driving them, and they need to give it what it wants. Lottie in the past continues to have issues, and she sees the rest of the group has decided to place the one Queen of Hearts card that they have into the deck of cards. Which, of course, is what Lottie kept seeing when she was going through her notes from her followers, her suggestion box. She kept seeing the Queen of Hearts with the eyes X'd out, and very ominous. We've seen this card before, too. So whichever one of them chooses the Queen of Hearts will be sacrificed so that the rest of them can eat. Misty draws first, and she is safe, followed by Akilah, and then Van. Even though we know certain people are safe, I do like the fact that we mixed it up a little bit. Because the second person, you're like, well, we don't know if Akilah's alive or not, so it could be her. Van and Ty share a look of concern, obviously. Shauna and Travis are both safe, and he looks at Javi the same way. Melissa is safe, which surprised me because she's practically wearing a red shirt. Javi's also safe, and he runs over and hugs Travis. Nat then chooses her card, and it is the Queen of Hearts. So let's murder our best hunter. Shauna tells her to turn around. We then see her place Jackie's necklace on her, which is why Pit Girl from the first season is wearing the necklace, because they have chosen to use this necklace as a way to show who has been chosen and who is being hunted. That is a huge bit of information, because it takes that whole situation out of the theories on who the people are. Because you're going, oh, well, it must be somebody that Shauna's close to because she must give the necklace. No, not at all. No, it doesn't matter where that necklace is going to end up, because whoever it's ending up on is going to die. So we can go ahead and take any theories that revolved around this necklace and completely throw them out the window, because we know exactly what it is now. Shauna is going to cut Nat's throat. But Nat says, wait. She turns around and says, you're going to have to look me in the eye. Things get tense as Shauna works up the nerve to do it, but then Travis straight up tackles her. He yells for Nat to run, and the rest of the girls grab Travis. As Nat runs outside, a bunch of them follow Nat, and Travis looks over at Javi as Rat in a Cage starts to play, and Javi nods and runs after to help Nat. At this point, the hunt is on, as the other girls start to howl and whoop and chase her down. Van grabs a pole from the fire and raises above her head, and all the girls seem to be really enjoying this. We went feral real quick. Modern-day Shauna tells Lottie that none of this is real. Ty says that all of them are fucked up, but look where they have lived through. Lottie wants to have a modern-day hunt, so one of them will have to die. She has a round of shots, and one of them is poisoned. Seems like she's been planning this for a little bit. Missy says that Heaven's Gate used the same drug that she's about to use, and it's a little on the nose. Lottie says that Taya pushed her entire family away, killed her dog, and almost killed her wife. Shauna will most certainly lose her family very soon, and Misty straight up murdered people. Natalie's in so much pain she tried to kill herself, and Van was full of life but now is broken. Lottie says she cannot choose herself because the wilderness decides. Missy says that Lottie knows what cup is poisoned, so she says, you can go ahead and mix them up and I will even choose last. Ben makes it out to the tree that Snow forgot, and he pulls aside some branches, and he finds a tunnel leading down. He throws his crutch down there and hears it land just a short distance away, so he crawls down into it, and he finds a whole-ass cavern. There are small animal bones on the ground, as well as the remains of a campfire. As we learn, this is where Javi was. I don't know how far Ben's going to make it in here, because, as my buddy Sal said, there's got to be some animals and some bears hiding around down there. And also, there's another person down there, possibly. Because Javi said his friend talked to him. Now, obviously, it could be just another hallucination, as we've seen a lot of them have. But it could also be that there's a person living down there. The girls are feral and still chasing after a knot. Javi calls out to her that he knows where they can go, which of course would be the tunnels. The girls all stop and say they cannot hear where Nat is anymore, and Taya tells them she's this way. Javi tells Nat she can trust him, and they run across the frozen lake, and Nat falls to the ground. Javi helps her up, and the girls all run out onto the ice as well. Javi stops running as we see beneath his feet the ice begins to break, and he falls into the water. Nat grabs his hand and tries to pull him out, and she yells for help. Misty runs up with the axe from the wreckage and tells her to stop so that Javi can die and Nat can live. Javi thrashes in the water, and Aquila comes up and says that they can save him, but she is also told to wait. Javi then drowns, and as his body begins to slip under, Misty and Mari pull his dead body out of the water and Van says, "The wilderness chose." And the episode ends with them all around Javi's dead body. With Javi's death, another theory dies with that, or a thousand theories of this person's adult Javi. Yeah, no, he's dead. It was incredibly sad. When you think of the narrative there, where Javi knows about this underground system of caves or tunnels or mines or whatever it is down there, once you had another character find that, it made him a little expendable. And with him being actually dead now, I would assume, because of the fact that Nat's going to make it back alive, that Travis is going to understand that this was not Nat's fault. He's going to understand that this was the other girls that killed him. And there's a good chance that they'll go ahead and say that too, because they did. They'll probably do it cryptically by saying, "Oh, the wilderness decided it was his turn to die." Sure. But they now have food for the rest of the winter, although I don't know that Travis is going to be too happy with eating his dead brother. And considering he just got him back a couple of days ago, he's not going to be too happy. So we have set things in motion for the finale. We have our first hunt. We have our modern-day hunt shaping up, because I don't think they're going to be doing shots of possible poison. No, that's not how they do these things. They're going to do the old-fashioned way, picking a name out of a card and hunting that person down. So it's possible that we're going to lose one of our adult characters, which when you think about the people, we've got two new ones this year, Van, who is already dying, and Lottie, who obviously I don't think is going to die. It's possible, but I think that she's still important for the seasons to come. You've got a couple other characters that could potentially go down. I don't think Ty will. I think there's a good chance that Nat might die. Shauna has this whole thing with Adam, and Misty is too much fun. So I think of the choices, Nat and Van are the two likely people that might die in the modern time. Now, we also have Walter alerting the police to something and apparently heading up the compound. So he seems to be on a collision course with them to try to mop up Misty's mess. That's going to be something fun. And we'll see if we get another hunt back in the 90s or if we're going to just get the fallout from Travis losing his brother. Either way, I am so excited for this finale, and I will be back next week to give you all the details about it. But thank you for listening, and until then, bye-bye.